From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The new UN sanctions on North Korea have won rare praise for the Trump administration from a leading Democrat not known for his kind words for the president. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, called the U.S.-sponsored resolution toughening sanctions a good move.
I give our team a lot of credit for getting that done. There are pretty strong additional sanctions to be imposed against North Korea because of their continued testing of ballistic missiles.
Sanctions resolution that the Security Council passed unanimously on Friday puts more limits on imports that support the missile and the programs for nuclear development. Nikki Haley is the U.S. ambassador to the U.N.
On November 29th, Pyongyang launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. This was another attempt by the Kim regime to masquerade as a great power while their people starve and their soldiers defect.
North Korea is calling on the latest sanctions an act of war. Suicide bomber on foot blew himself up close to a compound of Afghanistan's National Intelligence Agency in the capital Kabul today, killing at least three, wounding one other. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Blast comes a week after the Islamic State claimed an attack on a training facility of that same agency in Kabul that ended when the attackers were killed before causing significant casualties. Peru's president has granted a medical pardon to jailed former leader Alberto Fujimori, who was serving a 25-year sentence for human rights abuses and corruption. Fujimori served as president of Peru from 1990 until 2000. This is VOA News. U.S.-based